My name is Jeremy Welch. I live in southeastern Ohio, a little town called McConnellsville. I'm a business rep with the Carpenters Union. My specialty is renewable energy. Part of my job is to cover three states, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. What I do is study projects that come in and make a determination on whether that is a good project for the Carpenters to support. I believe this Dogwood Solar project is a good project. We have members who live in this area who travel long distances for work. Much like the place where I live, it's very common to find people who travel over 2 hours for a job in the construction industry. I believe this project will provide good paying jobs, great benefits for our members, plus it'll also give an opportunity for people who live in this community to join into the Carpenters Union or other trades to provide their families a good opportunity, a good living. What we do as construction workers is we bounce from job to job. You know, a lot of people talk about these are temporary jobs, and you're absolutely right, they are. Every job we do is a temporary job. When a job is finished, you move on to the next one. Sometimes that job is right down the street, sometimes it's very far away. My goal as a business representative has always been to try to get my members home. If they're driving 2 hours for a job site, that means they're missing birthdays, they're missing ball games, they're missing dance recitals. Anytime I can get my members close to home for work, that's what I want to do. I believe this project will help the members of this community, the members of my organization, to come home and be with their families. So this is one of the reasons we support this project. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening, Chair and Co-Chair. My name is Lonnie Calvert. I reside at 9700 Lower River Road, Louisville, Kentucky. I'm here with on behalf of Laborers International Union of North America and the Kentucky Laborers District Council, which covers the whole state of Kentucky from Paducah all the way to Catlettsburg, Kentucky, and everywhere in between. In particular, in this case, Local 1392, Owensboro, Kentucky, which covers the Christian County area. So we have quite a few union members in this county interest with this particular project. And like my union brother that spoke before me, we're here to talk about jobs. The typical misconception that we see when we go across the Commonwealth is that these jobs are temporary jobs. And like my brother had mentioned before me, that's a big misconception because these jobs are not, they're temporary jobs, as most construction jobs by nature are. You know, they're temporary. You complete one project, you move on to the next. The key here with these are, is these are temporary construction project or jobs on these projects, but they lead to permanent career paths. You know, we have apprenticeship and training programs to where once these folks get done with this particular project, they earn a union wage, a living wage. They earn a pension. They have family-sustaining health insurance that's paid for. So these are great-paying jobs in this particular, you know, in this area of the Commonwealth, helping build renewable energy that a lot of these big corporations that use a lot of energy count on, and you know, and that's gonna need more and more of it as time goes on. So we are definitely in support of this project. We hope that it, you know, we urge that it goes through, especially for our union members here in this county. So thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Twenty-130 Pembroke Road, Athensville. I have 2 points I'd like to make. One about property rights. A piece of property that I have, it's been in the family for a long time. Yes, we do farm it, but I feel like that we should have some ability in this idea that the government is going to make regulations of what I can do with my piece of property, what our family wants to do with our property. My property happens to be on 2 four-lane roads and the little river. And if you make the regulations so broad that you eliminate, because I certainly believe, and I don't want to do any damage to anybody else's property next to me, But when you've got a highway that's got smaller solar panels up and down the road to see on a major highway, you wouldn't be able to see them from my property. So I think that we need to be conscious of how we're making these regulations. And I do respect, if you know, I don't, if it had smoke or sound or other things, and I know there was some comment about what the land will be like in 30 years. I think it'll probably be healthier because we're going to have sheep or cattle out there, and there's going to be a lot of manure and a lot of fertilizer for that land. So it could easily go back into farmland. And of course, all around me are factories. So some of these people that speak against how important farmland is, they're selling their land for factories. So factory or solar, how do we compare those? So property rights are a big issue. The other thing I think people need to remember is, having been on council for many years, we had factories and businesses coming in asking for money. Everybody wanted money. Lower our taxes, do this or do that for us, so that we could bring in jobs. This is something I'm glad to hear these union people, that there are going to be jobs here. They may not be long, but it's still jobs in our community. And I imagine they'll probably be eating or going to restaurants and different things here. So they're not asking for money, and I know that there will be some benefit to the city and the county. Of course, my property happens to be just in the city, but I live in Christian County. That's where our farm is. So there's going to be taxes on that income, etc. For so there's a benefit, and I did bring, and I'll leave here, we can pass out if anybody wants. There's an article in Texas, which is one of the, you know, big agriculture area too, but what a solar farm did during a big freeze. There was another, I'm sure people read about, in Florida, where this town, it saved them because they had solar there to add to. It's not that we want to take away from anybody else's business, but we want to add to the community. For, I think personally, and that's also an issue, that solar is better for our climate. And someone said, Marvie, what's going to happen if it's cloudy? Well, it's going to be cloudy sometimes, but the solar is going to continue. And so I just think that we need, as the committee needs, whether it's this project or any other project, to be flexible for the type and location of a piece of property. Because I certainly understand anybody that doesn't want something right up on their next door. So, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Pat Morris, and I reside at 5770 Pembroke Road. I believe in property owner rights, and I support Dogwood Corner Solar Project and the leaseholders. There has been a lot of concern about solar projects taking all of the farmland in Christian County, and it will not be ground enough to grow food. For context, where did I go? For context, Christian County is 724 square miles. That is 463,360 acres. Dogwood Corners will cover 680 acres. That is 0.164% of the land mass of Christian County. 164 one-hundredths. Over the entire United States, if all solar projects being considered were to be built, the distribution of land use across the United States would be on average 0.23% of a county's land footprint. The truth is that solar projects actually create new farming activities that other ventures lack. In Western Kentucky, there are solar farms in Henderson County, Carlisle and Ballard counties, Simpson County, and others that are being developed with planned agrivoltaics. That is when solar and agriculture are paired together thanks to planning and cooperation. In some cases, the solar array provides shelter and shade for raising sheep and other small animals that provide food and fiber. Others are setting panels a bit higher so that fruit and vegetables can be grown below. Wildflowers and other pollinator-friendly plants are being grown inside and outside the fence that surrounds the array. So solar farms are not doing away with farming. They are creating new initiatives for farm produce. I've heard about all the horror stories that you can imagine about solar energy. But specifically that it can't provide the power that coal power generator can provide. And that's true. But that's why solar energy will not take all the land in Christian County. There are specific areas that are more attractive to solar than others. It is necessary for solar to be placed where it can be generated and used in generally close proximity. But most importantly is how it helps the overall grid. Each solar project takes the load off the grid upstream and provides some relief for coal, gas, nuclear, and hydro plants. That gives them time to rest, and proper maintenance of those facilities allow them to operate more efficiently. Ultimately, this lengthens the generator's lives and the ability to create energy and saves customers money. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. My name's Robert Aiken, and I live at 262 Creason Lane, Greensburg, Kentucky. And I'm the assistant business manager for the Kentucky Laborers District Council. And I want to talk a little bit about jobs and apprenticeship opportunities that will come to the community should this project go ahead and be built, and others like it around the state. Everywhere we go, you see the same arguments from local people in their communities, and I understand it's a community issue. A gentleman mentioned earlier out-of-state people. We have over 5,000 members of the Kentucky Laborers Union here in Kentucky, and several of them are not here tonight because they're working right down the road here in Pembroke on the battery recycling plant. And so that's a very modern facility, one of the most modern in the world, and it's come to Christian County. One of the biggest problems we have with these problems is getting jobs for young people in the future. I know Christian County is an economic booming area currently, but through the programs that we offer through the skilled trades, one in four workers can be an apprentice. I sit on the South Central Workforce Investment Board and the Cumberland's Investment Board and the State Apprenticeship Council. And we work every day to try to train young people to get them into future careers. If someone works on this job, it's not just a short-term solution to an unemployment problem or an open-door thing for young people. It's a career. Once they learn their trade, it's a portable trade. It's not out-of-state people. It's local workers. In my own personal experience, because I went through a skilled trades program, later on I became a plant engineering and maintenance supervisor for several years. A sister plant over here with the old Emhart plant, Stanley plant here, up where I live in that area. So these jobs train people to do professional jobs, and they're here in the community. So as you attract new industries and things in the community, they need people that are skilled in welding, maintenance, electrical issues, all types of construction. When they go through one of our apprenticeship and training programs, they receive a journeyman certificate from the state of Kentucky and also the federal government. These are recognized in all 50 states. So these people are in your community, and when factories come in and stuff, they look to have these jobs or their home every night. They have a good pay there, and they have the skills that your future employers need in this state to do that. And I understand farming as well. My family's been farming in Kentucky since the 1700s, and I understand how personal land is and how issue it is on that. It's not a good choice for anybody to make, but I know years ago we had horses. We didn't have cars. We had to change. Now we have an issue. We want to move to electric vehicles. We need energy to recharge these vehicles. One of the easiest and quickest ways to do this is solar power. It alleviates pollution. It's clean energy. And the fields that are used after they can be remediated as the panels go on. My panels are much more efficient today than they were 10 or 15 years ago. As they become more efficient in the future, I'm sure they will be upgraded on that site. So I appreciate your time and thank you.
Hello, my name's Casey Richardson. I live in Ohio County, Kentucky, about 50 minutes up the road. I'm a millwright by trade. I represent the carpenters and the millwrights in this area. Hawkinsville is one of the counties that I actually cover. We have approximately 60 members that lives right here in Hawkinsville. The best thing that's happened to us right here in this community is that battery plant that's getting built, that battery cycling plant. The majority of my work, I've been doing this right about 12 years. The majority of my work, I've had to cross the river. I've had to go into Indiana. So every time I work in Indiana, my county taxes goes to wherever I'm working. So Indiana's getting them taxes. So we've got approximately 50 members right now in that battery plant. That's gonna pick up even more. So any kind of development in the area is good. It's good for our workers. I keep hearing everybody saying these outside workers. I'm in all the vocational schools in all the surrounding counties. Their curriculum that is actually going into their carpentry program, we give them that curriculum. So people that lives here and their kids are going through vocational schools are getting trained by our curriculum going in their vocational schools. We donate wood. So Christian, Todd County, we have donated wood. We have donated stuff to them, vocational schools. As far as our point of view, we support any solar project that's going on. As far as the hunting and the farm, I would have been a third generation farmer. So I'm sure that whoever owned this land, if they're willing to lease it, they're willing to make more of a profit than they was farming. Going back for that, you know, my family was a tobacco farmers. They couldn't make it in that industry. So, you know, a trade was better for me than trying to just barely survive farming. As far as the hunting and stuff, I hunt all the time on WMA grounds, you know, because the coal industry's dying. So if you want to make an ordinance that once solar's out in 30 years, they have to restore that land for hunting. Thank y'all.
Ronnie Cavanaugh, I'm out of McCracken County. I'm with the carpenters and millwrights out of Western Kentucky. Like you said, we have about 80, 90 members that live in Christian County, Todd County, Trigg County. We live in this community around here. Most of our workers, when they go to work, they're traveling a couple hours away. We have about 10 of them right now that live here in Christian County working over at the sand plant. I got one gentleman right now just come back into the community that lives here, has had to work about 2.5 hours away. And when we start talking about the solar and these plants are here, he's like, man, I have a job at home with my family and with my kids. Casey was talking over there, our apprenticeship, you know, they come out with a 2-year associate's degree when our apprentices come through this program. So we're creating careers for these kids, young men, young women, along with the other trades, with the laborers, and the operators and all of them. This is an awesome opportunity for the community tax. You know, tax revenue is going to come in off of this more so than the land just sitting there. Also, when they put these plants in there and stuff like that, they put in, you know, kind of like clover and wildflowers, which what do the farmers need? they need bees. So that keeps the pollinators in the area, so that actually helps their crops in the long run. And that's all I got, sir. Thank you all.